I was going to start by answering the...
Yes,
okay, good. So that's a big question, and I like challenging questions. I'm going to start off with sharing an experience at the U.S. Congress. I was there for a briefing on artificial intelligence and human rights. And I was attending, I was not one of the three speakers. And the specific question was to understand how artificial intelligence and human rights could play hand in hand. And the very good question that the congressperson asked the panel was, how can artificial intelligence help advance human rights? How can we use it? And the three panelists were not able to answer that question. I mean, they did say words, but they didn't answer that question. Because they were mostly of the national security background. I don't have an answer to that question, as I am also in the national security background, but I do think we need to consult human rights specialists for that particular answer, and I think that's a really good question. So with that in mind, I want to continue to answering your question. I think that artificial intelligence in the context of disarmament, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is preventative intelligence. And what I mean by that is, I want to give a few examples. So right now there's artificial intelligence that has leveraged big data on riots and protests and basically social media, looking at people who are unhappy, looking at sentiment analysis. And through sentiment analysis and looking at influencers and networks, they were able to retroactively predict when large groups of people were going to protest, and then also proactively having used that data. The next thing is AI for cyber attack predictions. Again, using data from the past, looking retroactively, you can see how a cyber attack or many multiple cyber attacks manifest themselves. They usually come a little bit before and definitely during and after some sort of political incident or some controversial political event. And again, looking at big data and the nodes and previous attacks, the AI has the volume and data to be able to assess. However, these are examples of how AI has been able to predict and analyze, let's say, conflict situations. In terms of disarmament, my concern here is that, in my perspective, and I welcome it to be challenged, I believe that disarmament is a human and political endeavor. And so I would not rush to technological solutionism with AI and this matter. And the same thing when it comes to DNA editing and all these things, our hope is that they will solve all our problems, but I think that we should be conscious that a lot of the things, particularly with conflict, is really human. And it's kind of hard for AI to solve problems for us when those problems, when it comes to disarmament, are political, cultural grievances that stem from historical events. And so I wouldn't rush to technological solutionism on that. So that's my answer for that question.